Dimanche Diller by Henrietta Branford, read by Sandy Toksvig. Chapter 1. Dimanche was 3 years old when Polly Pugh arrived at Hilton Hall, the house her parents had lived in before they were lost at sea when she was just a baby. And let me tell you right now, this is not one of those stories in which the missing parents turn up at the end. You must just take it from me that every now and then fate deals someone a cruel blow. It dealt Dimanche Diller several, and the first and the worst of them was the loss of her mother and father. This is how it happened. Sailing in their yacht Hippolytus among the rocky islands of the Cyclades, the Dillers were set upon by one of those storms that seemed to come from nowhere. In a matter of seconds, the sea had turned from blue to purple, and billows of black cloud had blotted out the summer sky. "Cut loose sheets, Dolores! We're carrying too much sail!" Darcy shouted above the sound of creaking wood and snapping canvas. "Batten down the hatches! You and Dimanche man the lifeboat!" Dimanche's mother was nothing if not thorough, and it was her thoroughness, even in the face of mortal danger, that saved her baby daughter's life. She bundled Dimanche into her tiny life jacket, wrapped her in a blanket, and tied her securely to the thwart. She kissed her and turned towards her husband. "Don't wait for me," he shouted. "I must belay the mizzen. You get in with Dimanche." At that very moment, a monster of a wave, as strong as steel, rose high above the little boat, hung for a moment like a cliff of glass, and crashed onto the deck. It cracked the boat from stem to stern, splintered the mast, ripped through the sails, and tore baby Dimanche from her mother's arms, casting the lifeboat and its precious cargo adrift upon the sea. Dimanche cried and struggled as the storm drove her fragile boat far to the south and west.